Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to a special holiday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. We are basically borrowing some of the end of the year awards from the McLaughlin Group as Jim and I talk about some of the biggest events of the year, some of the most impressive and least impressive people, different events that happened politically and otherwise throughout the year. And today, Jim, we're talking about the most underrated, most overrated people, as well as the most honest political figure of the year. Let's start with underrated in a major political year with a lot of different stories. Mm-hmm. Who's at the top of your list?
Before we go any further, Greg, I'd like to ask all the listeners to picture us in tuxedos and shouting over Eleanor Cliff, in true McLaughlin Group style. A lot of good possibilities for the most underrated figure of 2010, but I'm thinking of the two governors elected in 2009. And probably the surprise of everyone, Chris Christie has been the breakout star. Everyone's seen him on YouTube, and he's become featured on 60 Minutes, become a major Republican figure. But the governor of my state, Bob McDonnell, who everyone I think kind of expected to be a star, winning by a very wide margin, has been kind of quietly plodding away, eliminating a state deficit, refusing to raise taxes, auditing state agencies and finding unused funds, and quietly been a very effective manager of the state. Continue to go forward with a plan on privatizing state liquor stores. And so I think he's doing, proving that there is a pragmatic conservative approach to government that can work. I think he has continued a Republican wave in Virginia that won three out of four competitive House races in this state. And so I think, I don't mind. I'm not really complaining about this, but it's worth noting that not every Republican governor calls attention to themselves by brilliantly smacking down hecklers at town hall meetings, that there are other ways of doing it. And I like the way McDonald's is doing it. And so I think even though it may not garner the headlines or get as much attention, it's one worth noting and saluting.
Yeah, good choice. Bob McDonnell, I think, has done a great job and still got the 3 years to go, and he's got plenty of time to focus on that since he can't run for re-election, which is unique to Virginia. My choice comes from the midterm elections. There are many different Senate races that were marquee in value, but I thought one of the incumbents that went down, which was supposed to be a nail-biter of a race, and really for the last 2 to 3 months of the race, was not, and that was Wisconsin. Russ Feingold just basically was not in this race over the last few weeks. The National Party pretty much wrote him off. Nobody in the media was really talking about this. Republican Ron Johnson, he founded a plastics company. It's the first campaign he's ever done. And by all accounts, ran an extremely disciplined, message-focused campaign in a very Democratic state. And we saw from other races that Wisconsin voters seem to be fed up with Democrats elsewhere. But Ron Johnson, for supposedly a political neophyte, really ran an excellent race. And it'll be interesting to see how he tackles some of these fiscal issues in the Senate.
Very good pick, Greg. Now I'm looking at it and saying, maybe I should have picked him.
That's good, because I like Bob McDonnell, too. All right, overrated. In Washington, no shortage of nominees here. Who did you pick?
Yeah, the easy pick is Obama, but that's just almost too easy. I could see people naming, and maybe I'm going to guess yours here, Meg Whitman or Carly Fiorina, who kind of had high hopes and lost by disappointing margins. But what kind of stood out to me is that, those of us who've been following politics, we've been hearing about the comeback of the Texas Democrats pretty much since Ann Richards lost to George W. Bush back in 1994. And so waiting for the comeback of the Texas Democrats is kind of like waiting for Godot. It just never seems to get here. Bill White is the former mayor of Houston, who was very highly touted. You saw all the profiles earlier in the year running against Rick Perry, who was running for re-election. And this was supposed to be the best candidate for Democrats in ages. Great deal of high hopes. Here come the Texas Democrats. And he ended up losing by 13 points. And what's more is, he never really came all that close in the polls, trailed pretty consistently. So I think, for being the umpteenth comeback figure who failed to actually lead the comeback of Texas Democrats, Bill White is my nominee for the most overrated figure, the overlooked under overrated figure of the year.
Yes, the personification of the larger overrating of the Texas Democrats. I had a lot of nominees. Obviously, you mentioned the president between the almost impossibly poor BP oil spill response to what appeared to be a really awful trip to Asia. If he hadn't bailed himself out here in the lame duck session, I probably would have given it to him, even though it's such an easy choice. I think bipartisanship is probably another nominee here that decided to overlook. But in terms of overall, I got to go with Homeland Security. Between TSA and these new regulations that a lot of people don't even really think are going to do much good, even if they weren't a blatant violation of our Fourth Amendment rights, And then between the Christmas Day bomber that basically got through the system, despite what Janet Napolitano said, and then you've got the Faisal Shahzad situation in Times Square where, you know, again, that was a little bit harder to spot than going through the airline system. But just the fact that his device didn't work is the only reason there wasn't a catastrophe there. And as we've said many times, it's hard to spot every needle in the haystack and to stop every plot, but it seems like they're chasing their tail a lot of the time, and I don't want to encourage anyone who wishes to do us harm, but they're not inspiring confidence whatsoever.
Greg, I think we can simply say that having your junk touched is a very overrated experience when it's done by the TSA.
I think that's exactly.
Notice that important modifier, but yes.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad about that at all. So on to the third one now. We've done underrated and overrated. Now the most honest politician. We talked about how overrated was in strong supply here in Washington. Most honest, maybe not so. Who'd you pick?
We may have been on the same page here. I picked Chris Christie.
Yeah.
And I can almost sum it up with two words. We're broke. you just don't see you know, I love every town hall meeting he does. And one of the reasons for his appeal is I don't think there's anyone in the room who doubts he's leveling with them.
Right.
Because his message is terrible. we're going through bad times. It's going to get worse. It's going to get really hard. We're going to have to cut, you know, we're going to have to make terrible cuts. But if we don't do it, you know, an even worse disaster awaits us. That's not something that leaves you saying, yay, team. he's not a motivational speaker. I was watching him being interviewed by Steve Croft in 60 Minutes just this past Sunday. And Croft put every one of those questions to him in a sense of you're waiting for most politicians would say, well, Steve, it's not that bad. But Christie's like, no, it's worse. It's worse than you're saying. No, it's, you know, you're saying it's going to be a catastrophe. Oh, it's going to be a catastrophe and a disaster. It's going to be catastrophe, disaster, and the plagues on top of it. So, you know, when he says, you know, that they can't afford a massive tunnel project up to connecting it to New York City, you know, he doesn't make any bones about it. He doesn't criticize the project. He doesn't say he doesn't want the project. He just says, look, we can't afford it. And it's just kind of almost a slap in the face to hear political figures saying this. So, in style, mannerism, and, you know, hard knocks message, Chris Christie, I think, is by far the most honest political figure we've seen come along in a long time.
Yeah, I think you said just about all that needed to be said there. Just the way he's so plain-spokenly simple about identifying the problems in diffusing debates. I remember that classic question he got at a press conference at the state capitol about his confrontational tone. And he says, well, you haven't seen me when I'm really mad if you want to see me confrontational. And he says, look, politics is a tough business. He's basically taking on no interest group wants to have their funding cut. He's just telling them like it is. And what I find most refreshing about it is the fact that the people of New Jersey, not exactly a conservative bastion, seem to be responding very, very well to him.
Yeah, his approval rating right around was you know, just a little bit north of 50-50 in numbers from Quinnipiac. But all things considered, when your message is we have to tighten our belts or the world will end, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, you know, the guy walking down the street with the sandwich board saying the end is near. He doesn't usually have a high approval rating. People don't give him the thumbs up when he walks by. So, you know, Chris Christie is trying to save the state from fiscal meltdown. And that's rarely fun, easy, or popular work, and he's doing okay with it. So, yeah, I think the country needs about 49 more of them.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. Jim, a lot of fun. We'll continue our holiday awards in the next round. We'll talk to you then.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us next time for the 3 Martini Lunch.